I haven't been to church since I don't remember when. Things were going great till they fell apart again.
Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。 这是一首 Pray For You， 来自美国歌手 Jaron David Lowenstein 的作品。这首歌曲被许多人称为诅咒之歌，虽然歌名叫 Pray For You， 为你祈祷。也有人说这是史上最牛的分手歌曲，但是呢，虽然歌词写得恶狠狠的， MV 的色调却极其柔和，搭配上美国乡村音乐的民谣风格，整首歌曲呢并没有给人一种暴力的感觉，反而充满童趣和可爱的意味，有点像恶搞，也有点像是在和善的开玩笑。很多朋友说这首歌曲唱出了男人的心声，不知道大家听完之后是否会有同感。
I haven't been to church since I don't remember when. Things were going great till they fell apart again. So I listened to the preacher as he told me what to do. He said you can't go hating others who have done wrong to you. Sometimes we get angry, but we must not condemnLet the good Lord do his job, and you just pray for them. I pray your brakes go out running down a hill. I pray a flower pot falls from a windowsill and knocks you in the head like I'd like to. I pray your birthday comes and nobody calls. I pray you're flying high when youStalls. I pray all your dreams never come true. Just know wherever you are, honey, I pray for you. I'm really glad I found my way to church, 'cause I'm already feeling better, and I thank God for the words. Yeah, I'm gonna take the high road and do what the preacher told me to do. You keep messing up and I'll keep praying for you. I pray a tire blows out at 110. I pray you pass out drunk with your best friend and wake up with his and her tattoos.Pray a flower pot falls from a windowsill and knocks you in the head like I'd like to. I pray your birthday comes and nobody calls. I pray you're flying high when your engine stalls. I pray all your dreams never come true. Just know wherever you are, near or far, in your house or in
欢迎回来 Wherever you are, honey, I pray for you. 不管你在哪里，我都会为你祈祷的。听到这句歌词的时候，感觉脊梁骨发凉，谁说的最毒妇人心了？男人在感情当中要是处于下风被伤害的话呢，也会变得非常恶毒的，不是吗？好了，来一起看一下这首歌的歌词吧。 Number one, I haven't been to church since I don't know when. 我已经记不清有多久没有去过教堂了。这句话当中的这个 have 或者 has 加上动词过去分词呢，会构成现在完成时，意思就是到现在为止已经做了或者还没有做某件事情。那么 I haven't been to church 字面的意思就是到现在为止我都还没有去过教堂呢。后边那个 since 自从 自从 I don't remember when since 自从什么什么时候起，它后面接的一般是时间词，但是呢因为不清楚时间，所以直接加了一句话，都记不清是什么时候了， I don't remember when。 所以呢整句话完整的意思就是记不清从什么时候开始我就没有去过教堂了。Number two, things were going great till they fell apart again. 在一切土崩瓦解之前，我过得其实还不错的。Things are going great. 一切都很顺顺当当，当下过得挺好的。我们说朋友之间相互问，哎，最近过得怎么样的时候，我们可以说 good. Things are going great. 挺好的，一切都挺顺当的。Number three, he said you can't go hating others who have done wrong to you.他说你不要去恨那些伤害过你的人，这是歌词里面的 hating， hating 它的正式写法其实应该是 hating 加一个 ing 在后边， go hating 就是去憎恨， others 就是他人的意思，其他人。 others 咬舌头后面接了一个定语从句来修饰这个 others， others 其他人，什么样的人呢？ who have done wrong to you， 那些做了对不起你的事情的人。Have had done wrong to somebody 就是到现在为止对你做了坏事的不好的事情。来看一个例句， You have done wrong and now we'll have to face the music. 你做错了事情，所以现在你就必须得承担后果呀。这个 face the music 面对音乐吗？不对了， face the music 它是一个固定搭配，就是什么呢？是直面批评或者直面一种不好的结果。Number four, sometimes we get angry, but we must not condemn. 有时候我们会遇到生气的事情，但是我们不能因此而怨声载道。Must not 表示绝对禁止，绝对不可以。Condemn 闭嘴哦 ，condemn 闭嘴，它是一个动词，表示谴责、判刑、定罪、声讨的意思。condemn。还有一个例句，在伦敦说一个人缺乏幽默感。等于是在说他一无是处。In London, to say someone has no sense of humor is to condemn them utterly. 慢慢看 ,In London, 在伦敦 ,to say 去说 someone has no sense of humor, 某个人没有幽默感 ,sense of humor, 就是 is to condemn them utterly. Utterly 表示十足的、彻底的，就是终极性的一种。在说的人家一无是处。再听一遍 ,In London, to say someone has no sense of humor is to condemn them utterly. Number five, I pray your brakes go out running down a hill. 我祈祷你下坡时刹车失灵。I pray your brakes go out running down a hill. Brakes, 刹车 ,B-R-A-K-E, 复数加的 S, brakes, 刹车的意思 ,go out, 动词复数表示失灵或者熄火的意思。Running down a hill, 现在分词短语做伴随状语，整句话的意思就是说我祈祷你刹车失灵。在下坡的时候，所以呢我们连起来翻译就是我祈祷你下坡的时候刹车失灵。 Number six, I pray a flower pot falls from a windowsill and knocks you in the head like I'd like to. 我祈祷一个花盆从窗台掉下来，并像我希望的那样砸中你的头，好邪恶。 I pray, 我上次讲过了，我祈祷。那么Pray 是个动词，对啦，动词后面的话它接的从句叫什么从句呢？对了，是宾语从句。那么看一下这里这个祈祷后边跟的是一个什么宾语从句， That 引导的是祈祷的内容。祈祷内容是什么呢？我祈祷一个花盆从窗台掉下来，并且像我希望的那样砸中你的头，注意哦。这句话里面花盆就叫做花 flower pot 花盆，窗台就是 windowsill，砸在谁的头上叫做 knock somebody in the head， 大家要注意一下，就是 in the head 一定要记住了定冠词的加上身体部分的这个用法， the 是不会丢，不会变成其他， in your head 是不可能的。 Number seven, I pray you're flying high when your engine stalls. 我祈祷你坐飞机飞到高空的时候引擎突然熄火了。看一下动词 stall, S-T-A-L-L，它是一个不及物动词，表示失速，这是航空里面的一个术语，失速，然后停止 停转拖延扩摊的意思，看来的例句，警察在路上，你把他拖延住，把他拖住。 The police are coming, stall him for a moment. The police are coming, 警察正赶过来， stall him for a moment, 一定要将他拖住。 I am not the only one pretending to be the owner of this stall. 哎，我发现冒充这个货摊老板的不止我一个人哦。I am not the only one, 我并不是唯一的那个。Pretending to be the owner, 假装是这个拥有者摊主 of this stall. Stall 就是货摊的意思。Number eight, yeah, I'm gonna take the high road and do what the preacher told me to do. 是的，我会采取高姿态，并且按照牧师的建议去做。Take the high road, 采取大度的态度，采取高姿态，采取正直的一个态度。看一个例句，即使人家对你不公，你也可以采取高姿态啊。Even if, 即使前面说错了， You have been treated unfairly 就是不公平的， You can take the high road， 你依然可以采取高姿态。看下一个，行事要正直，不要占小便宜，这很重要。 It's important to take the high road and not take advantage。 看一下两个 take the high road， 高姿态， take advantage， 占便宜。Number nine, you keep messing up and I'll keep praying for you. 你继续去胡搞人家的生活吧，我会继续为你祈祷。这里这个祈祷其实听起来很像，你继续胡搞吧，我会继续诅咒你的。看一下 keep doing something 表示持续做某事情，继续做某事情。 mess up 是鬼混、胡搞、乱来、搞砸或者搞得一团糟的意思。你看一下一个例句，如果你把这件事情搞砸了，品先生说不清楚了，他一定会非常生气的。 He will be very mad with you if you mess it up. Mess it up 就是这个 it 指代的是某件事情，如果你把这件事情搞砸了，他一定会非常的 mad with you， 对你非常生气。 Number 10, I pray you pass out drunk with your best friend. 我祈祷你和你的死党喝个昏天暗地。 Pass out 是一个动词，就表示晕倒、失去知觉的意思。Drunk 是 drink 的过去分词，有形容词的功能，在这里它表示伴随状态、酩酊大醉的一种状态。啊，讲得太快，今天出现了好多的口误啊。OK, that's all for today. 北京的朋友 Wayne 同学说，那边已经变得越来越冷了。So stay warm, people. 各位要注意保暖呢。我是 Linda。Bye bye.